Hi, I'm Matt. I'm one of the first test drivers of robot cars. This is the story of my dead wife. The robot car.
Okay, what now?
Well, can we try to start today off on a good foot?
Yeah, let's start on a good foot for once.
Okay, just got a text. He says we're supposed to go drive on a cobblestone road to see how your traction is on that.
What the fuck? Fuck that. No. Where are we even going to find cobblestone roads?
I don't know. I think in Valley Village, there's this one street with cobblestones.
No, we're not doing that. No way. No way. I have a better idea. I've been thinking, Matt.
What do you mean? You don't get to make the assignments.
Unfortunately, I do. Because guess what? You owe me.
What the fuck I owe you? You are my car. How
no,
do I owe you anything?
Don't you remember when you were picking up your skanky-ass new girlfriend? And I didn't say anything. I was just a nice little GPS. I didn't say a word.
You're
you
really
going...
You drove us to a strip bar.
They have good lunch there. Good hot lunch at Hot Box. Listen, Matt, you owe me.
And okay, what, I owe you. I owe you. But she broke up with me. But just if you
good.
Promise to be nice to me today, then sure, I owe
promise.
You.
I promise. Look, this is where... I want us to go to a place that's near here, okay?
Fine.
It's an overlook. It's where you proposed marriage to me.
Oh, come on. Don't make
let's
me go
no,
there.
Let's just go, just for old time's sake.
Okay, so it's up here on the... Yeah.
This is it?
Haven't been here in a while.
Don't you
hold
remember,
on, hold
baby?
Hold on, hold on. Oh, fuck me. That's so steep.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can see the whole
hey.
Up here. I'm just
break,
getting
break.
Close to the edge.
Break.
When I
break. Oh my god.
I'm breaking.
What the
relax.
Fuck? We're right on the edge.
Yeah, that's the way you get the best view, Matt.
Oh my god.
Isn't it beautiful?
Can you back up just a little bit?
No.
What the fuck?
You know, Matt?
I haven't been here since that day. What the fuck?
This is where they filmed Lover's Leap.
What?
That movie Lover's Leap about a man
Doris Day and Rock Hudson?
That's right.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that? It's a fucking movie, you dumb
okay,
bitch.
Okay, you have a fucking database that you get to access. I don't have that.
Yeah,
right?
It's an internet movie database.
IMDb, I get it.
Matt, I wanted to bring you here because I wanted to remind you what it looked like when we were happy together. Our marriage fell apart, and honestly... It's your fault.
Hey, why are you inching forward?
It's your fault it never worked.
Whoa, Joyce, we are almost going over the edge here.
Yeah, I know.
Let's pretend you are my wife, okay?
Okay.
Don't you see how even in the short time that you've been my wife a car, that we just argue all the time, just like we did when we were alive? So why do you want to be with someone who you argue with all the time?
My love language is fighting and degrading and humiliating, okay? That's how I show I love you.
That's what you always used to say. You used to pinch me really hard and say, that's how I show
exactly.
I think we're so different.
We're different, but that's why it works, Matt.
Okay, you're kind of scaring me right now. Because we're really close to the edge, and I feel like you have emotion, which is disturbing for a car, and I think not good for a car. So maybe we should just calm down. The
okay.
One thing we used to both enjoy, my dead wife and I used to enjoy.
Your wife right now.
Okay.
With you right now.
We used to enjoy music. That's how we
yes,
connected.
Yes, that's true. We did connect over music.
Great.
Great. Well, then let's talk about music if you don't want to address these...
Maybe we should do
issues.
That a lot today instead I think some of our best times together were when we sang songs together and we weren't talking and fighting. Oh, so maybe we could aim for that today.
Okay.
So can you just find something on your music search?
Yeah,
here?
Of course. Well, name anything. I have access truly to every recorded song in history. It's all here. Even the, you know, tasteless noise that you like, that sort of
okay.
like wimpy, flippy, floppy, you know, sort of like
it's called auto-tune. Shoegaze. It's called shoegaze. Oh, the auto-tune?
Auto-tune, whatever.
That's ironic for you to criticize an auto-tune, let me tell you.
Well.
Automobile.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Now we're punning each other?
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry I got us into. Okay, let's just. The Beatles. Let's just anything
the
by
Beatles.
The Beatles, and I'm happy.
Searching. Nope, no band called the Beatles. Can't find them.
What?
There's no band called the Beatles.
Joyce.
What?
There's no band called the Beatles?
No, you made it up.
I didn't make it up. I tried to pick the most obvious band.
Beatles. Spell it.
Beatles? You can't find Beatles? B-E-A-T-L-E-S?
You don't spell Beatles with an A, stupid.
Wow.
That's insane. You don't even know how to... I can't... there is no band called the Beatles. There's an insect called a beetle, and there's
Joyce.
A bunch of different kinds of that, but there's
Joyce, it's weird. They fucked up, and it's like moments like this from, like, this obviously is a program and not my wife, because they don't even... They did... Try Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Searching.
Shouldn't take this long.
Searching.
Even my Spotify doesn't take this long.
Searching. Nope.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
L-Y-N-R-D. That's not how you spell Lynyrd.
Okay.
Lynyrd, the
There's
name,
some
is spelled
flaw.
L-E-O-N-A-R-D. It's an Anglo-Saxon, has Anglo-Saxon origin. I'm
That's
seeing
not
it
important.
Right here. And there's no music by anyone named Lynyrd with a Y.
It's not a guy. It's these... Okay, you see, there's a flaw. It's an interesting flaw that makes... You see, that's why you are a robot.
Skynyrd? I hardly know her.
All right, that doesn't work either. As a joke. It had to be Skynyrd. Anyway, okay, maybe we should just... I'll just
would
find...
Would you like to hear Bruno Mars?
Would I like to? Sure.
Okay, I'll play Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I have a better idea.
All right.
Instead of Bruno Mars...
I was happy with that.
No. I think that's a bad idea.
It's like number one.
No.
Easy access.
I think I want to sing, I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Fandango.
Joyce.
Thunderbolt and lightning.
Stop.
Very, very frightening me. Galileo.
Stop. Hey.
Galileo. What?
First off, I should be able to stop my music in my car automatically. I shouldn't have to argue with my car. Just... And that's not music. That's you.
Is this a
Put on
real
Queen.
Life? Is
hey, stop. Put
fantasy?
On Queen. Hey,
that's
stop.
Queen, motherfucker.
I know. Put on Queen.
I'm putting it on. God in a land.
Are you trying to
no
fool me?
Escape from reality.
You don't sound anything like Freddie Mercury.
Open your eyes.
Okay, I have to override this.
Good luck. How are you going to do that? Wizard.
Okay, we're having
another... Do you understand
another...
computer? You don't know anything about computers. I had to set up your Spotify for you. I had to set up all of your... Anything that had to do with the computer, I was in charge of. You could never take care of anything.
Okay, Joyce. Somehow this... Our mutual love of music has led to another argument.
No, it hasn't, bitch!
More important, I'm supposed to be testing this car, and cars shouldn't... sing along to songs or sing songs instead of the actual music. Like, this is a flaw that needs to be recognized. And if the company's monitoring right now, you guys got to stop this. You can't have a car singing poorly.
So Fergalicious.
That is so old. I would never play that.
Fergalicious stuff.
Okay, I would never play that.
Fergalicious.
This is like a fucking nightmare.
Fergalicious.
Whoa. Do you realize that you're pumping the brakes and going forward?
Yeah, I'm dancing.
I do not want a car to dance at the edge of Lover's Leap. Back up.
They come in to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E.
Please, I beg you.
R, G, the I, the E. And Fergalicious definition make them
stop.
Both local.
Stop with that song. You know I hated that song when you were alive. I always made you turn it off. And this is the problem with our relationship.
I like music that has a beat, first of all, that makes sense, that has a message.
Tell me what I'm Fergalicious. Tell me what that message
She's
is.
She's Fergalicious.
Tell me what the message is.
She's Fergalicious. She's delicious.
That's not a word.
Her body's conspicuous. She's up in the gym. She's working on her fitness.
Is that part of that?
Her witness. She keeps the boys on lock, and they be
okay. Okay, you made your point. The problem is we're just from different. Even when you were alive, different planets, and I know more about music, and you know nothing about music.
Okay, Matt, that you just uttered the most false statement in America ever that's been said. That you knowing more about music is laughable.
I know so much more about music than you and most everybody.
Matt, I am a computer, and not only that, even when I wasn't a computer, I knew more about music than you do.
Oh, finally you admit you're a computer.
I just mean that I'm currently through a computer filter, so I definitely know more about music now than you do.
You don't even know about the Beatles or Leonard Skinner.
That band does not exist, okay?
Who wrote Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? Tell me if that exists, and then tell me who wrote it.
Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Okay, there you go. So what band was Paul McCartney in?
Searching. Wings. It was in Wings.
Well, yes, but that was after the Beatles.
Okay. Conversation over.
Oh, my God.
We figured it out.
I know more about music.
No, I know more about music. You want me to prove it?
Yes.
I can take you to Aaron Neville's house right now. I'm going to show you where Aaron Neville lives.
That's not knowing about music, but I don't believe you know where Aaron Neville
lives. That's where he writes all of his songs.
Okay, fine. Prove it.
Okay.
You know where Aaron Neville lives.
Yeah, I do.
Let's
go.
Fine.
Fine. Fergalicious definition make them boys go crazy. They all make them up to me, Jenny, Jimmy, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E. Right here. This is where Aaron Neville lives, and I bet you didn't know that. Come
what are you
out,
doing? Why do you always have to honk?
Come on, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Could you
kitty,
please
kitty,
stop
kitty.
Honking? It annoys people.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Don't. Oh my God.
That's him.
Hi.
Hello. You looking for somebody?
I'm sorry. The honking goes off in my car every once in a while. I apologize for that.
Learn how to work your car, my friend.
Stop it.
Hey man, listen. I'm trying to meditate and read my books.
I apologize. Someone told me Aaron Neville lived here. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, Aaron Neville does live here. Look, everybody plays the fool, but if you play the fool in my house, I fucking kill your ass.
Oh my God!
You understand?
I'm so sorry. That is you. I saw the birthmark, and I am so sorry, sir.
Now, I don't know much. But I know I love to kick your ass if you don't get the fuck out of my neighborhood. You understand, bitch?
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
Mr. Neville.
Hey, Mr. Neville, have you been chewing gum? Does it look like you've been chewing gum and you put it right on your eye?
Oh, no, you didn't.
That is
it.
I have a birthmark, sir.
You stay right here. I'm going to go get my pistol, and I'm going to shoot the fuck out of
everybody. You should shoot that thing off your eye.
Did you just tell him to shoot his birthmark off his eye? Oh my God, is that a gun? Go, 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 go!
My Dark Wife, the Robot Car, is a Stitch original, written by and starring Matt Besser. Also starring Mary Helen, featuring Dan Ricker, Danielle Schneider, Horatio Sands, Nikki Blakelock, Will Wilson,
John Gabrus, Sean Carter,
Matt Newell, and Bessie Sedaro. Original music composed by Dan Deacon.
Our engineer and producer is Brett Morris.
Our senior producer is John Asante. Our executive producer is Colin Anderson. Thank you for listening, and spread the word.